The Characters of Christmas podcast with Dan Darling is brought to you by Life Audio and is part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this special podcast episode of The Characters of Christmas. I'm so glad to be back with you again this year. It is hard to believe it's been an entire year since we last talked about Christmas. And this year, 2021, has snuck up on us incredibly. A lot of interesting things have happened to all of us throughout this year. But I am ready for Christmas, and I hope you are too. I hope you're enjoying the Characters of Christmas podcast series as we go through each of the different characters in the story, Joseph and Mary and the wise men, Anna and Simeon, the shepherds, even thinking about Herod, the monster of Christmas. And thinking about the angels. But this year I wanted to add a couple of special episodes about some of the things that, my most favorite thing about Christmas is the music. I love Christmas music. And I'm one of those that starts playing it in November. I can still enjoy Thanksgiving, love Thanksgiving. But I like playing Christmas music in November because there's so much good, rich music from the modern stuff that is being written to the amazing hymn lyrics from the Christmas hymns that we just know and love. I love all of it. And I'm amazed at the great creativity of the artists today. And I'm amazed at the richness and creativity of hymn writers and artists going way back. And so I wanted to spend a couple of episodes talking about some of my favorite lyrics, Christmas hymn lyrics. And on this one, I would like to talk about probably my favorite, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm just going to read the lyrics, and I want to go through a few of them and talk about why they're so meaningful. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Let's just stop there. You know, we sing these Christmas hymns all the time. In fact, many artists sing them and might not even be Christians, might not even know what they're singing. But think about this line, God and sinners reconciled. Why do we celebrate at Christmas? The Christmas story itself is not all that joyful. You have a poor couple, Mary and Joseph. You have very primitive conditions. They're traveling hundreds of miles from their home for the tax to go back to Bethlehem. They don't have any room to stay. It's very crude. Then you have Herod, who's seeking out Jesus because he's jealous, and he kills baby boys. Mary and Joseph have to flee to Egypt, they have to come back. Mary's own song of praise echoes the fact that she knows that her son was born to die. Simeon, when he is blessing baby Jesus in the temple, he's saying to Mary, a sword will pierce your soul. And yet, listen to this line, God and sinners reconciled. All of the Bible, all of human history, all of salvation history has been leading to this point, that because of Jesus, because of the perfect life and death and resurrection of Jesus, God and sinners can be reconciled. Human beings made in the image of God, crafted with care by the Creator, can now be reconciled to the one who made them. This is why the angels are singing. This is why we gather and rejoice on Christmas. Not because every Christmas feels good, not because we feel good, not because things are going well. Because in the midst of all, we can say, God and sinners are reconciled. This is the heart of the gospel, that we are telling people you can be reconciled to the one who made you. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We're saying glory to the newborn King. We're talking about an infant Jewish baby with no money to his name. He's not born in the palace of Rome or Jerusalem, Herod's palace. He's a baby that most of the world ignored when he was born. Like, Bethlehem wasn't stopping and worshiping this baby. And yet we're saying, the angels, the heavens are crying out, saying glory to this newborn King. because this is the King of Heaven descending to this earth, taking on flesh, and becoming the most vulnerable thing you can be, a baby. That's why he deserves glory. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. The everlasting Lord. This song is saying, look down at that manger, that vulnerable baby there is the everlasting Lord. This is why Christianity is such a scandal. It was a scandal in the first century. It's a scandal today. It's the most unique of all world religions. We're saying this vulnerable baby is the everlasting Lord, that Christ, that God came in the flesh, in the vulnerable flesh, and he is Lord, that this baby is everlasting. He always was and he always will be. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. They're signaling the miracle of Jesus' birth, that Jesus was born of a virgin. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. The theology in those two lines is just mind-boggling. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. In other words, the songwriter is saying, do you see that this is a member of the Godhead, veiled in flesh? This is God, the God of the universe, the angels who see the glory of God in heaven, who witness the glory of the Son in heaven and the Holy Spirit, who witness that splendor, say, are crying out to humans at the birth of Jesus and say, do you realize this is the Godhead veiled in flesh? Hail the incarnate deity. This is the heart of the Christian faith, that Jesus was an incarnate deity. Incarnate means to come in the flesh. Hail the incarnate deity. This is what separates Christianity from every other religion. Christianity says that God came down in the flesh to rescue his own people. Pleased as man with man to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Pleased as men with men to dwell. The hymn writer is saying, God didn't come down grudgingly. You know, sometimes we portray Christianity as the world was so screwed up and God was like, oh, okay, fine, I'll come down and fix it. No. This was the plan from eternity past. Prophesied all the way back in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15, that there's this violent clash between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, but that the seed of the woman would prevail. And Isaiah 53 saying, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. I know there's, the writer of Hebrews said, Jesus came knowing the joy that was set before him. Jesus came willingly, pleased as men. Jesus wanted to come and be among human flesh. He wanted to rescue his people. Like, God didn't save us grudgingly. He saved us willingly. Jesus as men with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel, not someone else's. Our Emmanuel. I just want to say this on Christmas. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe there's a place at the table missing where someone should be there. You've lost somebody dear to you. Maybe you feel rejected. Maybe you feel alone. Maybe you feel unworthy. So many people walk this earth feeling that way. This might be you. You might be in your car. You might be doing the dishes. You might be doing your homework. You might be walking in between classes. I don't know where you are. You might feel rejected, lonely, and unworthy. And I want to tell you, if you know Jesus Christ, he is your Emmanuel. He's my Emmanuel. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Not some distant God issuing edicts and orders, but Jesus who came and lived among us. God lived among us. Jesus, our Emmanuel.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And then here's this verse. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. I love this last verse. It like rises in crescendo. And I'm at this point when I'm singing it, I'm just so full of joy. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. There's a lot of people who want peace today. I want peace. You want peace. We want peace with our neighbors. We want peace within our family. We want peace in the world. Man, the world is just at war. Even our country, which we love. People are fighting back and forth. Political opinions, divisions, tribalism, even the church fighting all the time. The only solution for peace is the heaven-born Prince of Peace. You see, we cannot save ourselves. We need a heaven-born Prince of Peace. You notice all the superhero movies, which we love watching. Our family does. And my kids love the Marvel movies especially. Do you know the same theme in every movie? The world's messed up. And we need something outside of us, something supernatural, something otherworldly to save us. Well, the Christian story says that is Jesus. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Now, you and I know people that bring light and life. They come into the room, they light up the room. They bring joy. They make you spend a few minutes with them and you feel better, right? But there's nobody on this earth that bring light and life to everything they bring. But Jesus is the light of the world. He brings light and he brings life. Risen with healing in his wings. This is speaking of the resurrection at the end of the age. Because Jesus rose again, we too will rise. He rises from the grave the third day with healing in his wings. Because he rose, we too will rise again. Because he rose, we will one day, our bodies will be restored and renewed into what our bodies should be. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Jesus set aside the rights and privileges. Now he did not give up anything when he put on human flesh. He's fully God and fully man. But he humbled himself to become a human being. Born, listen to this, born that man no more may die. Jesus is the death of death. The death of death. He signals the end of death. What a great hope we have. I hate death. We lost people this year that we love. People we know from COVID, from other things. I have an uncle who's dying of Alzheimer's. Death is awful. Death is wicked. Death is terrible. It ravages human souls. But we know that in Jesus, Jesus was born that no more may die. Jesus is the end of death. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Can you hear those lyrics pulsating? Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Jesus was born so that we might have new life. He doesn't just come as a moral teacher. He doesn't come as a good guide, a man with principles. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second earth. Hark the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king. Man, I love this song, and hopefully this gives you a little bit of inspiration the next time you hear this song played or you sing it in church. Hark the herald angels sing. Sing it with gusto. Sing it with joy. Sing it and meditate on these beautiful lyrics as you go about celebrating Christmas.
The Characters of Christmas podcast is a production of LifeAudio.com and the Salem Web Network. This Christmas season, we hope you'll also check out Dan's book, The Characters of Christmas, The Unlikely People Caught Up in the Story of Jesus. It's available for Moody Publishers on Amazon.com or wherever you buy your books. You can find more from Dan and all his latest books and podcasts by visiting his website, DanielDarling.com. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and tell your friends about us? and maybe also leave us a rating on your favorite podcast app. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with editorial oversight provided by me, Stephen McGarvey. To find more great Christian podcasts like this, check out the rest of our shows at lifeaudio.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.